Welcome to The Chimney, the Catholic podcast bringing you everything trending in Catholic social media.
Episode 240, St. Dominic!
What up, party people, and welcome to The Chimney, where we're going to bring you all the best from Catholic social media as often as we can. First up, we're going to take a look at
holy hashtags.
It was a big feast day this week as the founder of the Dominican Order crossed our calendars. Father Edward Looney had an idea. Today's the memorial of St. Dominic. If you haven't prayed a rosary in a while, why not pick it up and pray today? While EWTN's Catherine Hardo joked, sure, the Dominicans may be nicknamed the Hounds of the Lord, but notice that St. Dominic's feast day falls on International Cat Day?
Argentina!
Argentina's Senate rejected a bill that would have legalized abortion in the nation. Live Action's Lila Rose tweeted a huge win for human life and an example to the world of what's possible when people of goodwill mobilize against evil.
Space Force.
President Trump tweeted Space Force all the way and got us all back on the topic. At Father Rocket Dan is all in. My first act as the first ever Space Force chaplain will be to consecrate the solar system to the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Turds and Tulips.
And now it's time for Turds and Tulips, where we hand out turds to the bad, tulips to the good, so let's go! Turds to Vice President Mike Pence for this very serious comment that actually made me laugh out loud. Space Force will carry the American concepts of freedom and private property into space. Oh man, I'm all in. Tulips at go_oat. For the most very Catholic content, this account respects manager's special fish sales. That is very Catholic content. Turds to President Trump for his 2015 slander of Smokey the Bear that was drudged back up on Smokey's 74th birthday this week. Quote, who is paying for this tedious Smokey the Bear commercial that's on all the time? Enough already. Dude, we've never needed Smokey more than we need him right now, man. Tulips to Leah LaBriscoe for the ultimate game plan, cracks knuckles, grabs rosary. Turds to the EPA for reportedly reviewing ways to reintroduce asbestos back into products, despite having well-known health risks and being banned in dozens of countries. They're trying to kill us, y'all! And tulips at Jersey_Catholic for being absolutely every single one of us. If I was half as attentive to my prayer life as I am to tracking packages on Amazon and USPS, I'd be in pretty good spiritual shape. And you know I can't let you go from the 240 without a few more topics to throw your way. Carrie Helmick is up at all hours of the day and right now is live tweeting her TV watching. Quote, watching Say Yes to the Dress, and one bride describes her relationship as like Bonnie and Clyde, except more like Mary and Joseph. I don't even know what that means. Jake is all of us. Let's just call the plumber out to fix this little problem. 10 minutes later, this is a big problem, and you have zero money now. And at Not That, Isa wants you to know, if you leave half of your Arnold Palmer for the length of the rosary in your car, Jesus kindly refills it for you. Huge if true, this week's winner of Catholic Twitter, Kyle Helmick, for working overtime for Catholic Twitter now that he's always up with baby Joseph. That's two mentions in a row, by the way. Quote, if I was rich, I'd open a restaurant, buy a maternity ward, and nearly bankrupt the business each year, giving free desserts to new parents.